You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
41 for the afternoon high. Snow accumulations of less than an inch tomorrow night. Really depends on where you are and when. Variably cloudy, snow showers here and there. The low at 27 and only in the upper 30s on Sunday, but we do get some sunshine late in the day. Right now, 56 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
If they ever come back, don't miss it. One of the greatest shows you will ever see, Earth, Wind, and Fire, is your artist of the day. Welcome to Festivus Friday. Our telephone number is 576-7798. Mr. Starrett, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
Thank you. My grievance involves my recent stay in a hotel that happened to have the water softener cranked up way too high. So as a result, after going in the shower and soaping up and then trying to rinse off, it took like 15 minutes to rinse all the soap off. That is my grievance.
Because the water was too soft.
Because the water softener was cranked up too high. You act like this has never happened to you before.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Must just be me.
It's a good and interesting grievance.
It's a bizarre grievance,
yes.
Isn't it?
Let me be
feel your pain, Will Starrett.
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, girls. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
I've lost it. I've lost my mojo. I can't do it.
Try one more time.
All right, Kansas City, let's do this! How was that? Was that better?
Terrible.
I feel like that was better.
Oh my God, that was awful.
Why do I even bother?
I haven't done it in months. You want me to show you how to do it?
Fine. I learned it by watching you.
All right, Kansas City, let's do this!
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Golf clap.
Courtney in Olathe. I think I pulled something too. Courtney, hello.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, glad to have you. Thank you for making the call.
Yeah, thank you. My grievance, I work in a high school. My grievance is with some high school students today. We have an open hour period where they can do whatever they want anywhere around the school. And so we kind of have to manage that. And when I try to correct a kid, I always get, well, I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this. And I want to say, I don't care what you're just doing. Just do what I ask you to do and move along. So just tired of the excuses.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Atta girl.
Let's go to Chris in the Northland. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi there. Go ahead.
My family is just a little dysfunctional, and every time I love my family a lot. Family always comes first and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that whenever I try and put my effort in things, the family just keeps on getting into trouble, Like, for instance, my my grandma, she's having hallucinations and stuff, and she's currently one of the victims, one of the many unfortunate victims to the opioid crisis.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it's been having a lot of negativity in our family recently, and it's for all of us. My dad, he's had to lose his sister, his dad recently, and now it just feels like he's losing his mom as well. And so it's been a tough year for all of us.
Brother, my heart breaks for you, man. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Thank you.
Power through, brother. God love you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take care, my friend. Jim in Sibley, Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Scott.
Hello,
well,
Jim.
Sadly, I'm calling today about some fake news I heard on your show, Scott.
Okay.
And that news is someone on your station was doing a delirious rant about when Jim Acosta worked at the White House, based on a text received when someone said, well, I wonder what Acosta did with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And this person went on to say that Acosta wasn't even there until January 2018. In fact, Acosta's been at the White House since about 2012 as a senior White House correspondent, and he received a promotion to chief White House correspondent earlier this year. True news.
Okay.
No response, Scott?
I can't challenge your grievance unless you give me permission.
Okay, go ahead.
You're wrong.
Oh, no, I remember seeing Acosta in the White House briefings during Obama.
He may have occasionally gone in there if they needed a substitute, but Jim Acosta was not a White House correspondent in 2012. That is simply false.
No, he followed the campaign, and he was appointed. He's been there at least
Following a campaign. Following a campaign does not make you a White House correspondent. You gave me permission.
Read his bio and get the facts right.
Okay.
He was a senior White House correspondent during Obama's term.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Check it out.
Okay. Jim.
Bye.
Well, hang on, Jim. Should he lose his credentials?
You know, no, he shouldn't. I think there does need to be some decorum, you know, both on from the podium and from the correspondence. And
But if we're going to continue the conversation here, do you remember Sam Donaldson back during the Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan years?
He was Reagan's arch enemy.
Well, and he was also the same way with Jimmy Carter, if you may recall, because I have watched video of Sam Donaldson. I was young, but he was always one of my favorites. So when I was an aspiring journalist, I would watch video of Sam Donaldson, and he was brutal to Jimmy Carter, and he was brutal to Ronald Reagan. They hated him.
Yeah, and I think in the reporting realm, there that we have the prickly reporters that ask the questions and cause the whoever's at the podium to grimace and try to stumble through an answer, and that's a part of it. But there does, and I remember a time or two Obama had to scold the press, that I'm not done talking yet.
That's right.
And I can't blame him for doing that.
Yeah, the media, and I know it's common and kind of, fun to say, well, the media is easy on Obama. They're tougher on Trump and or they were tougher on Bush than they were on Obama, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Whoever the president is, and I'm not going to say that the media is entirely fair. They're not. I'll give you that one. Okay. But to say that a media group is kind to a president is fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with me on that, Jim?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, buddy, you have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. Okay, partner?
Okay, thanks.
All right, buddy. Be good, bro. Bye-bye. All right. 576-7798. Let's go to Pam in Kansas City. Hello, Pam.
Pam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks.
And happy holidays to both of you.
Happy holidays to you.
And to follow that, gentleman, I don't think I would want Mike Wallace in the podium dealing with the president these days.
Or Chris Wallace.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Chris Wallace, right.
And anyway, to my grievance, it has to do with these computerized answering machines that say, if you would like to remain online, if you would like us to call you back, press 1. And then you press 1, you leave them your name, your phone number, etc. Then when they call you back, you're still connected to a computerized answering machine.
Okay. Pam, you are in. Hey, happy holidays, all right?
Thanks, Pam.
576-7798, Chris Minders, my good friend, Michael Mackey.
Hello.
Filling in for Dana Wright, Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, you know, one of the most important things we do for our health is something we do every morning, and most of us do every night, we should at least, brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, dare I say, enjoyable. We ordered Quip at my home. As soon as it arrived, my youngest daughter said, can I have it? I said, yeah, it's fine. So I just ordered another Quip for me and another Quip for my oldest daughter. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Not with Quip. A built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/parks right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks. One of the most underrated bands of the 1980s, The Cult. And that is a jam, Will Starrett.
We just headbanged our way through that musical intro, both me and you.
Although considered alternative rock, I still consider them heavy metal. Megan in Prairie Village. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Megan. This is a good one.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you think it's good, because I know when I have my daughter listen to it, she'll think it's ridiculous. But so, Scott, you're going to go through this next year. My daughter, Taylor, comes home from school. Haven't seen her in about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And not even 20 minutes later, she's out with the friends already.
Mm-mm. No, she's not.
So, Mom and Dad are still not cool.
Mm-mm.
We are still not ready to hang out with Mom and Dad on a Friday night.
Wait. This happened tonight.
Tonight! She just got home, and she's like, so-and-so's going to come pick me up because my car overheated on the way home. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we have to have her dad come look at her car. And no, she didn't want to do that tonight. She wanted to go out with her friends for somebody's birthday party.
Oh,
I don't
Megan.
Know. I know, right?
Did she drop off her laundry for you to do? Because I draw the line there.
Yeah. You better believe it.
Megan, you're a good mom. You remind her that she needs to be there for at least 3 hours on a Friday night.
I'm so sorry. You're breaking my heart.
Well, I have a week with her. I'll tell you, bless her heart. She's such a good kid, and she felt bad about doing it, but I'm like, go, kid. I get it. I was 18 once. Go. Have a blast. So just don't get arrested, because I'm not going to come get you out
here. Amen. That's the truth right there. Now, that's the truth.
Megan.
John in Belton. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hey, my grievance today is with the faith, or whatever you want to call it. My wife was in 2 wrecks this week. First wreck was on Monday, you know, with the ice and the snow, whatever. Guy slid through a stop sign, nailed her. And then
you might want to choose a different term there.
Slid through a stop sign?
No, you said nailed her.
Oh. And then today, I thought she was joking with me. She called me and said, hey, I was just rear-ended. I'm like, come on, man, you're just playing with me, right? She said, no, I'm serious. The cops just left. So I guess a girl was texting or something and looked up and hit her from behind. And she was in the rental car.
So wait a minute. In 1 week, your wife got nailed and rear-ended?
Hit from behind.
Yes. It's been one of those weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Chris Miner stuff that I can't.
That's actually me. That's my fault.
Rodney. Rodney.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You need to make sure that your wife doesn't get nailed by another guy and then in the same week get rear-ended by another guy. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Dan, calling in on line four. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir.
Love your show.
Thank you.
My grievance is with a certain state-run office that apparently filed an income withholding order incorrectly. And overnight, I'm going to be thousands of dollars behind in child support.
Ugh. How much? Whoa, whoa, whoa. How
thousands.
Much?
Thousands.
By thousands, you mean 2,000 like, or 20,000?
Probably about three.
Oof.
And I've already come back from a 13,000 deficit once before, struggled for a very long time to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got current a couple of years ago, and now this.
And you're claiming this is a court mistake?
It's the support office sent out the order incorrectly.
Now, do you have hang on here, Dan. Do you have a working relationship with your ex-wife?
Not at the moment.
So if she gets more of your money than she's entitled to, it's unlikely she'll just say, well, Dan, you know, I understand the mistake. I'll write you a check.
No, it's that she... apparently hasn't been getting enough, and now I'm going to be behind again.
Brother, you're not going to get me started. I'm not going to take the bait. Child support is designed to keep the man down. Even Dana agrees with me on this. So before all you women out there start going crazy on me, the child support system is designed to keep the man down. It is a 1950s system that does not work in 2018. Now, I can already hear a lot of you women screaming. Dana actually agrees with me on this. They don't get more liberal than Dana. 576-7798 to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Stinging white supremacists. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. Comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. And at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru, they are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. It has everything you want, and guess what? Kia offers you more for the money. Heated and cool seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, reverse camera, Apple CarPlay. The kids love that. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then I guarantee you, we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
5:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. A drug trafficking sting in Florida leads to the arrests of 39 members of two neo-Nazi groups. The investigation went on for 3 years, and the arrests this week come with law enforcement seizing more than 110 illegal guns, two pipe bombs, a rocket launcher, and several pounds of meth and fentanyl. A similar sting back in Texas in May rounded up 57 neo-Nazis. Attorneys for three militia members convicted of plotting a bomb attack in Garden City, Kansas, asked the court to bar at sentencing any victim impact statements because no one was injured. Prosecutors say the men are trying to minimize their actions and depersonalize their crimes. The dispute has derailed a two-day sentencing hearing that was scheduled to begin Monday. All three of the men convicted of one count of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and one count of conspiracy against civil rights back in April. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 5:31.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine this week about some estate jewelry that she has. She isn't sure what to do with it. I hooked her up with Scott and Steve. I'm like, give them a call. You will be very, very glad that you did. They will look at all of your stuff, figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you. They will buy from you what you don't think you can use, and they can really redesign something for you that is meaningful to you. It's one of my very favorite things that they do. They actually did my grandmother's ring that I wear every single day. It reminds me of grandma every single day, and I never, ever take it off. They did my mother's ring. Let them design something specifically for you. Here's the deal. If you want it in time for the holidays, you got to get on the horn. Go in. Call Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Make that private appointment. This is by private appointment only. And go in and have them design something for you and sell it directly to you. Remember, in most cases, that price is going to be about half what you will pay anywhere else around town. Wholesale prices will not be beat. I've said it all along. You can price them first. You can price them last. It does not matter. But you got to get that call in now if you want something in time for the holidays. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
KMBZ weather, few passing clouds tonight, 36 clouds, but cooler tomorrow, 41 the afternoon high. Up to an inch of snow showers tomorrow night, 27 the low. Sunshine Sunday, at least later in the day, and we'll make it into the upper 30s for the high. Right now, it's 51. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app, take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could.
You guys mind if I take a grievance here real quick? So today I had the guys from Stamp Creed over, shameless plug, and I wanted to give them a tip. You know, I hate when people are at my house doing work and I don't tip them. I feel bad. So I run by the bank on the way home this morning from the gym. And I'm trying to go through the ATM at the drive-thru, and there's a car in front of me, okay? Now, I could go through the two drive-thru lanes and actually deal with a human being, or I can go through the ATM, but the ATM is always quicker.
Right.
So I get in the ATM lane because the other two lanes already have somebody in there anyway, so I thought the ATM would be quicker. My grievance is with, and I, my grievance is not with people who obviously work very hard, and clearly they're in the service industry, and they get paid by check. My grievance is with people who decide to deposit all of their checks into the ATM at 9 o'clock in the morning.
One at a time.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, she's just got one check. And then there's a second check. And I'm like, okay, she's got two checks. Then there's a third check. Then there's a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh and an eighth. And finally, I'm like, okay.
At what point did your head explode?
At some point, my grievance with those of you who work in the service industry, may God bless you always. I know you work hard. You're probably in like the beauty business or whatever. You do nails, you do hair, whatever. I don't know. At some point when you have enough checks, you just need to go inside.
And say, I would like to
cash these 47. And go to the counter.
These 47 checks.
And say, I have 47 checks and here they are. And it's like $500 and here are my checks.
All in $3.15 increments.
Don't do your banking at the ATM. That is for a withdrawal.
Especially when Scott is in a hurry.
I've got guys at my house putting down a concrete floor in my garage. I need to go pay them a tip. Patrick in South Kansas City. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey.
Hello there. Hello.
My grievance is rubberneckers.
Oh, tell me more.
There's a accident on the opposite side of the road, or there's a policeman's got somebody pulled over. And unless you're holding a severed head out the side of your window, that policeman's going to be continuing to do his job, giving the ticket. It just grabs my ass. And people have to slow down and go, oh, look, what's going on over there?
Okay.
I am super guilty of that, Patrick. That's my bad. Hey, from the text line, my grievance is that my in-laws would rather take out a payday loan to help pay for Christmas than to let us help them out. Ugh.
Janie in Independence. Hello, Janie.
Hi, Janie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thanks, guys, for everything you do.
Oh, we would do it for free if they would let us, but they're too dumb to figure that out.
We would? Oh, I mean, we would.
Thank goodness for that. Okay, my grievance is with KMBZ.
Oh.
And their signal, their tower signal strength. Every Friday.
Wait, Janie, hang on. KMBZ AM or KMBZ FM?
FM.
Okay.
Because every Friday night I drive to my retirement property, and it's a 90-minute drive, so the one of the things I look forward to the most is listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
So as I'm driving up the road, once I hit north of Cameron, it's all staticky, and I don't ever get to finish listening. Now, granted, yes, I could do radio.com app, but then if I need to use my phone, I don't get to listen.
Good point.
This is true. I have made it, sometimes on my way up to see my folks, Janie, I have made it all the way to lovely Bethany, Missouri, and I...
That's where I'm headed.
Oh, and sometimes I can still pick up the signal. It's a little fuzzy once you hit Bethany. It's
fuzzy.
All downhill from there, Janie.
Yes, and I am just north of Bethany at the next...
That's it. Once you hit Bethany, it's all downhill. It goes
gone.
To static.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's
sister.
Gone. So it's,
but,
you know.
But we love you.
And I'm like, I love you guys more.
And say, we know we love you more. And safe travel, sister
okay,
friend.
All right. Can I, because I'm the only one who actually knows what he's talking about, can I explain this to you real quick?
Absolutely. All right, I would love nothing more.
Okay. We are limited to a certain amount of power by the federal government.
Well,
I understand. The federal government owns the airwaves. We basically lease them from the government, okay? It's been like that since the creation of radio. There is a certain amount of power that we are allowed to use because there are other stations throughout the country that also are on 98.1 FM. Does that? I assume that makes sense. Okay.
It does.
And so for fear that we would intrude on their coverage area, if you will, we have to limit our power so as to not intrude on theirs. They have to limit their power so that they don't intrude on ours.
There's no overlapping.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
It's even more... go ahead. Sorry, Jenny.
We need to Tim the Toolman Taylor and get more power.
More power.
Well, I understand. We would like nothing more. I understand exactly what you're saying. With AM radio, it's even more complicated because at night, for example, you could hear like... WOAI out of San Antonio here in Kansas City. You can hear KMOX out of St. Louis here in Kansas City once the sun goes down because they don't have to power down, but the AM stations in Kansas City do. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's stupid.
Well, I understand it's stupid, but that's what the government has determined. It's not our fault.
Well, okay.
It is stupid, Janie. I agree. Stupid.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael.
Safe travels, Janie.
Chantel in Shawnee. Hello, Chantel.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm on the phone with Michael Macchio. I'm so excited.
What? Hey, girl. Hey.
My grievance is with food packaging. I can't open anything. It's like they just put extra glue. Like, I tried to open macaroni and cheese yesterday, and I couldn't. I had to, like, stab it with the scissors. Like, and...
Just the little old box?
Yes! Like, either I'm just weak, or they're just, like, they really don't want people to steal food. But, like, everything's either in a plastic container where you have to, like, lift it up a certain way, peel it off a certain way. It's just frustrating. And I have a toddler, and so she just doesn't have patience, and... I guess she got that from me because I don't have patience either. So
when you need your mac and cheese, you need your mac and cheese, woman.
I know, especially when you have a hungry toddler. Mm-hmm. But it's that and everything. It's just really difficult to open stuff.
Chantel, good grievance. Thank you for it.
That is a good grievance.
Matthew in Lee's Summit. Matthew, you're
Matthew.
Next.
My grievance has to do with the fact that family can screw you faster than strangers. I myself have fallen victim to family screwing me over. I was listening to a friend of mine that I work with talking about how family has screwed him over here lately. And then last night I heard how Rob Babcock is not going to get a Ford car that was his great-grandfather's. And it just made me really mad.
Hmm.
And I'm just, I'm tired of hearing about things like that, you know? It's family shouldn't do that to each other, but they do. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of airing my grievance. And so that's what that's about. So.
Okay. All right, partner. There you go. You're in, buddy. Dakota in Shawnee. Hello, Dakota.
Dakota.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good.
First time calling. I love you guys' show. I listen to you every day from work. But my grievance is with people who buy old cop cars that are still Crown Vics with the spotlights and the bars still on them. Pull up behind you, and you're driving like a grandma. Terrifies me.
Are you doing something wrong?
No. I don't like cops sometimes. So that's really it.
Okay, Dakota. Thank you, man.
There you go.
Dave in Belton. Dave, hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, as a single parent, my kid's mom is only supposed to pay me $50 a month and doesn't pay it. And it's very hard to get the child support. That's my grief.
She's a deadbeat mom?
Yes.
And how much does she owe you? $50 a month?
A month is what the court said that she was supposed to pay me. When I didn't have custody of the child of my kid, they wanted around $500 a month, which is fine. I understand you have to pay child support and your kid got to be taken care of. But when I got custody of him, the courts deemed it in Missouri only to be $50 a month. And she hasn't paid child support in about four years, not more.
Okay, man. $50 a month is nothing for child support. From the text line from 7000, I'm free if Megan wants to hang out.
Megan, are you listening? Megan. Hey, I found the one that you were pointing out earlier. Listen to this. Listen to this one. My grievance is that my husband has a new feature where he is notified anytime I make a credit card purchase. He just vetoed my purchase. If anybody vetoed my credit card purchase, that'd be the end of them as they knew it.
From the text line, my grievance is the way that Scott breathes grossly into the microphone. That is not me. That is Michael Mackey.
I do not... breathe into the phone. I
noticed during the last caller, you went like this. You put your hands over your mouth and you went.
I was sighing.
That was not me. That was you. I'm getting blamed for what you're doing.
Listen,
I'm not the gross breather.
Listen, Kansas City, it was not me. It absolutely positively was not me. It was 150% Scott. Who do you believe, text line? You better believe me.
576-7798. More of your grievances coming up in just a moment here on Festivus Friday. Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it for weeks. You've got to check them out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. A gorgeous showroom. It's light. It's relaxed. Music playing. I was out there yesterday. I was blown away. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you can even imagine in one place. Here's the best part, the values. The prices are unreal. I saw it firsthand. This is the store that was started by former diamond wholesalers. They cut out the middleman to guarantee by far the best diamond prices, not just here, but in the entire United States. Go ahead, shop around. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today, maybe you want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future. Fine. Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one, plus an extra 10%. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row. Make sure you check them out.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road. Check out all of their new cars on that lot, all of their used cars. They have great deals on both. And please remember, as the weather is turning bad, if you are in the market for a loaded car with a ton of wonderful safety features, you need to check out the new Volkswagens. Look at the Atlas. Look at the Tiguan. Look at the Apple Play system in those cars that allows you to plug your phone in, set it down. For real, set it down. And let the car do the work for you. I love the backup cameras in those cars. I love the side impact alert system that will let you know if someone is coming up behind you on your left side, on your right side, in your blind spot. I absolutely love the new Volkswagens, especially for younger drivers, because they are loaded with safety features. And that is so important as we head into the winter months here in Kansas City. Head on in, Volkswagen Elise Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. Ask to see Christina. Tell her to show you that Atlas I've been driving around. You will love that Atlas. You can also check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
KMBZ traffic, here is Major Miles.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone
Shrek.
Else, but not for me.
Here on Dana and Parks. We'll get with Jonathan Weir here in just a moment. Norm in Kansas City. Hello, Norm.
Hi, Norm.
Hey, how you doing, Scott? Love the show.
Oh, thank you, brother. You're so kind. Thank you.
Hey, I got one grievance with that guy who does the traffic reports.
Okay.
The guy talks way too fast, man. I mean, he would just slow down because we really depend upon it.
Okay.
And if he would just slow down like you guys do the weather, if he would just slow down, it would be great. But he talks way too fast.
All right, man. I will pass it on. Thank you, brother. Mickey in Peculiar. Hello, Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is I was driving on 71 Highway going south tonight, and two motorcycles were riding right down the center of the two lanes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rude.
Very rude. Is it Larry in Stillwell, I think? Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hello. We're doing well, man. Thanks.
Good, good. So, whatever happened to the courtesy wave?
Amen.
We're letting people in through a zipper lane or whatever. So, you know, it used to be, you know, you kind enough to let someone in. You do they do the courtesy wave back to you. Boy, living in Johnson County's hard. Let me tell you, it's a bit of entitlement. You let them in, no appreciation.
Mm. Mm. The courtesy wave is a dying art. Phil in Smithville. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Hi.
Just wanted to say hi.
Hi, Phil. Okay.
Hey, yeah. All right. So my grievance is with gluten. Like, fork you, gluten. Why are you in everything that's tasty? It's so mean.
Are you gluten intolerant?
I am celiac, yeah.
Mm.
But thankfully, my husband is too, so it's not like there's anything super crazy we have to worry about. But do you know how hard it is to plan a vacation or a trip when you can't pack your food or when you're going somewhere that's too far away to have packed food last? Like, that is difficult crap.
Okay.
I can vouch for that, having dated someone who is celiac. There was no such thing as spontaneity when it came to dining out or what have you.
Rebecca Crockett has celiac, and I'm pretty sure that's why she's that big around, I guess.
Could be.
She disgusts me anytime, like, we go out as a show or anything like that. She's like, you have a gluten option? And then when they bring her the food, it's like, if it's a pizza place, it's just somebody sneezed on a piece of cardboard and then goes, here you go, Rebecca. Mm. Yeah, it'll taste great.
What's the list tonight, Mr.
The
Weir?
List tonight is an interesting one. It's going to be a little bit difficult, I think, but I think it'll be a lot of fun because of the passing of the great Stan Lee earlier this week, who the old guy who shows up in all of the Marvel movies. We're doing the list of best cameos. Best,
in a movie?
Yeah, in a movie. Like, best surprise appearance by a well-known actor who's in it maybe for one scene. Or it could even be somebody who just steals the entire movie with one scene. I'm thinking about
Donald Trump in Home Alone 2.
Yes.
I have one.
No.
I have one. Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
That is a good one. Right, Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
And what did I say earlier? Jan Hooks and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Jan Hooks and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Alec Baldwin and Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is a really good one. Because they actually wrote that part specifically for him. It wasn't in the original play. It was just in the movie. And when you remember that movie, that's the part you remember is Coffee's for Closers. So,
Jonathan, we're next. The list tonight, best cameo appearance in a movie. We got to run. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Michael Mackey from michaelmackey.com and In Kansas City Magazine.
Thanks. Go find us on Facebook. That's In Kansas City Magazine.
My host today, thank you for filling in. It's always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Love you, buddy.
Chris Minder is our producer today. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Tell me. Happening now on KMBZ, new revelations in the killing of a Saudi journalist. This is breaking. We'll have more next.
You know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets. It's about time for a bedding upgrade. We did. We moved to Brooklinen Sheets. Brooklinen.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.